Becky and the Wheels and Brake Boys by James Berry. Even my own cousin Ben was there, riding away, in the ringing of bicycle bells down the road. Every time I came to watch them, see them riding round and round enjoying themselves, they scooted off like crazy on their bikes. They can't keep doing that, they'll see. I only want to be with Nat, Aldo, Jimmy, and Ben. It's no fair reason they don't want to be with me. Anybody could go off their head for that. Anybody! A girl cannot, not let boys get away with it all the time. Bother. I have to walk back home alone. I know total, that if I had my own bike, the Wheels and Brake Boys wouldn't treat me like that. I'd just ride away with them, wouldn't I? Over and over I told my mom I wanted a bike. Over and over she looked at me as if I was crazy. Becky, do you think you're a boy, eh? Do you think you're a boy? In any case, where's the money going to come from, eh? Of course I know I'm not a boy. Of course I know I'm not crazy. Of course I know all that's no reason why I can't have a bike. No reason. As soon as I get indoors, I'll just have to ask again. Ask Mom once more. At home, indoors, I didn't ask my mom. It was evening time, but sunshine was still big patches in yards and on housetops. My two younger brothers, Lenny and Vin, played marbles in the road. Mom was taking measurements of a boy I knew for his new trousers and shirt. Mom made clothes for people. Maggie, my sister 2 years younger than me, was helping Mom on the veranda. Nobody would be pleased with me not helping. I began to help. Granny Liz would always stop, fanning herself to drink up a glass of ice water. I gave my granny a glass of ice water, there in her rocking chair. I looked in the kitchen to find shelled coconut pieces to cut into small cubes for the fowl's morning feed. But Granny Liz had done it. I came and started tidying up bits and pieces of cut-off material on my mum on the floor. My sister got nasty, saying she was already helping Mum. Not a single good thing was happening for me. With me even being also thoughtful all of Granny's needs of a cool drink, she started a... With me even being all so thoughtful of Granny's need of a cool drink, she started up some botheration against me. Listen to Granny Liz, Becky, with you moving about me here on the veranda. I hope you don't have any centipedes or scorpions in a jam jar in your pocket. No, ma'am, I sighed, trying to be calm. Granny Liz, I went on, you forgot, my centipede and scorpion died. All the same, storm broke against me. Becky, my mom said, you know I don't like you wandering off after dinner. Haven't I told you I don't want you keeping company with those awful writing about bicycle boys? Eh? Yes, ma'am. Those boys are a menace, riding bicycles on sidewalks and narrow paths together, ringing bicycle bells and breaking at people's feet like wild bulls charging anybody. They're heading for trouble. They're the Wheels and Brake Boys, ma'am. The what? The Wheels and Brake Boys. Oh, give them themselves a name as well, have they? Well, Becky, answer this. How do you always manage to look like you just escaped from a hair-pulling battle, eh? And don't I tell you not to break the backpacks? And don't I tell you not to break the backs down and wear your canvas shoes like slippers? Don't you ever hear what I say? Yes, ma'am. Do you want to end up a field laborer, like where your father used to be overseer? No, ma'am. Well, Becky, will you please go off and do your homework? Everybody did everything to stop me. I was allowed no chance whatsoever, no chance to talk to Mom about the bike I dream of day and night, and I knew exactly the bike I wanted a bike like Ben's bike. Oh, I wished I still had even my scorpion on a string to run up and down somebody's back. I answered my mom, yes, ma'am. I went off into Meg's and my bedroom. I sat down at the little table as well as I might. Could homework stay in anybody's head in broad daylight outside? No. Could I keep a bike like Ben's out of my head? Not one bit. That bike took me all over the place. My beautiful bike jumped every log, every rock, every fence. My beautiful bike did everything cleverer than a clever cowboy's horse with me in the saddle. And the bell was such a glorious gong of a ring. If Dad was alive, I could talk to him. If Dad was alive, he'd give me money for the bike like a shot. I sighed. It was amazing what a sigh could do. I sighed and tumbled on a great idea. Tomorrow evening, I'd get sure Nat to come with me. Both of us together would be sure to get the boys interested to teach us how to ride. Wow! With sure Nat, they can't just ride away. Next day at school, everything went sour. For the first time, sure Nat and me had a real fight because of what I hated most. Sure Nat brought a cockroach to school in a shoe polish tin. At playtime, she opened the tin and let the cockroach fly into my blouse. pure panic and disgust nearly killed me. I crushed up the cockroach in my clothes and practically ripped my blouse off there in open sunlight. Oh, the smell of a cockroach is the nastiest ever to block your nose. I started running with my blouse to go and wash it. Twice I had to stop and be sick. I washed away the crushed cockroach stain from my blouse. Then the stupid Shernette had to come into the toilet falling about laughing. All right, I knew the cockroach treatment was for the time when I made my centipede on a string crawl up Shernette's back. But you put fair as fair aside, I just barged into Shernette. When it was all over, I had on a wet blouse, but Shernette had one on too. Then, going home with the noisy flock of children from school, I had such a new idea. If Mom thought I was scruffy, Nat, Aldo, Jimmy, and Ben might think so too. I didn't like that. After dinner, I combed my hair in the bedroom. Mom did her machining on the veranda. Maggie helped Mom. Granny sat there wishing she could take on any job as usual. I told Mom I was going to make up a quarrel with Shernette. I went, but my friend wouldn't speak to me, let alone come out to keep me company. I stood alone and watched the wheels and brake boys again. This time the boys didn't race away past me. I stood leaning against a tall coconut palm tree. People passed up and down. The nearby main road was busy with traffic, but I didn't mind. I watched the boys riding round and round the big flame tree. Nat, Aldo, Jimmy, and Ben looked marvelous. At first, each boy rode round the tree alone. Then each boy raced each other round the tree, going round three times. As he won, the winner rang his bell on and on till he stopped panting and could laugh and talk properly. Next, most reckless and fierce, all the boys raced against each other, and leaning against their bicycles, talking and joking, the boys popped soft drinks, opened drink, and ate chip bananas. I walked up to Nat, Aldo, Jimmy, and Ben and said, "Can somebody teach me to ride?" "Why don't you stay indoors and learn to cook and sew and wash clothes?" Jimmy said. I grinned. "I know all that already," I said. "And one day perhaps I'll even be mum to a boy child like all of you. Can you cook and sew and wash clothes, Jimmy? All I want to do is learn to ride. I want you to teach me." I didn't know why I said what I said, but everybody went silent and serious. One after another, Nat, Aldo, Jimmy, and Ben got on their bikes and rode off. I wasn't at all cross with them. I only wanted to be riding out on the playground with them. I knew they'd be heading into town to have ice cream and things and talk and laugh. Mom was sitting alone on the veranda. She sewed buttons on a white shirt she'd made. I sat down next to Mom. "Straight away, Mom," I said. "I still want to have a bike badly." "Oh, Becky, you still have that foolishness in your head? What am I going to do?" Mom talked with some sympathy. Mom knew I was honest. "I can't get rid of it, ma'am," I said. Mom stopped sewing. "Becky," she said, staring in my face, "how many girls around here do you see with bicycles?" "Janice Gordon has a bike," I reminded her. "Janice Gordon's dad has acres and acres of coconuts and bananas with a business in town as well." I knew Mom was just about to give in. Then my granny had to come out on the veranda and interfere. Listen to that, Granny Liz. "Becky, I heard your mother tell you over and over she can't afford a bike to buy you a bike. Yet you keep on and on. Child, you're a girl." "But I don't want a bike because I'm a girl." "Do you want it because you feel like a boy?" Granny said. "No, I only want a bike because I want it, and I want it and want it." Granny just carried on. "A tomboy is like a whistling woman and a crowding hen." "A tomboy is like a whistling woman and a crowing hen who can only come to a bad end. Do you understand?" "I don't want to understand." I knew. Granny's speech was an awful speech. I went and sat down with Lenny and Vin, who were making a kite. By Saturday morning, I felt real sorry for Mum. I could see Mum really had it hard for money. I had to try and help. I knew anything of Dad's, anything would be worth a great mighty $100. I found myself in the center of town, going through the busy Saturday crowd. I hoped Mum wouldn't be too cross. I went into the fire station. With lots of luck, I came face to face with a round-faced man in uniform. He talked to me. "Little miss, can I help you?" I told him I'd like to talk to the head man. He took me into the office and gave me a chair. I sat down. I opened out my brown paper parcel. I showed him my dad's sun helmet. I told him I thought it would make a good fireman's hat. I wanted to sell the helmet for some money toward a bike, I told him. The fireman laughed a lot. I began to laugh too. The fireman put me in a car and drove me back home. Mum's eyes popped to see me bringing home the fireman. The round-faced fireman laughed at my adventure. Mom laughed too, which was really good. The fireman gave Mum my dad's hat back. Then, mystery, mystery. Mum sent me outside while they talked. My mum was only a little cross with me. Then mystery and more mystery. My mum took me with the fireman in his car to his house. The fireman brought out what? A bicycle? A beautiful, shining bicycle. His nephew's bike. His nephew had been taken away all the way to America. The bike had been left with the fireman uncle for him to sell it. All the good, kind fireman uncle decided we could have the bike. And the good, kind fireman uncle decided we could have the bike on small payments. My mum looked uncertain. But in a big, big way, the fireman knew it was all right. And Mum smiled a little. My mum had good sense to know it was all right. My mum took the bike from the fireman, Mr. Dean. And guess what? Seeing my bike much, much newer than his, my cousin Ben's eyes popped with envy. Buddy took on the big job. He taught me how to ride. Then he taught Shernette. I ride into town with the wheel and brake boys now. When she can borrow a bike, Shernette comes too. We all sit together. We have patties and ice cream and drinks together. We talk and joke. We ride about all over the place. And guess what? Fireman Mr. Dean became our best friend, and Mom's especially. He started coming around almost every day.